This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's topic is ASMR.
I hate it. I really hate
it. Which stands for... Oh, no. I didn't actually write down what it stands for.
You've got it.
I have it.
Oh, okay.
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. That's Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Yeah. Speak at a normal level.
Yeah. We're not going to do ASMR the whole episode. It's a podcast. People are driving. We don't want them to be calm and fall asleep at the wheel. I learned... So I, of course, knew of ASMR.
Okay.
And I guess we should say that ASMR is a thing that, like, the majority of the ASMR community actually participates or, like, consumes content that has nothing to do with porn.
Yeah.
But because porn, there's porn about everything, there is ASMR porn. But I didn't know that it was, like, a specific, like, tingly feeling in your, like, scalp and your brain. I thought it was just, like, some people responded to it and, like, calmed
and liked
them.
It? Yeah.
I didn't realize that it was actually, like, a specific, like, physiological response.
Hey, do you want to know what that's called?
What's it called?
A brain orgasm.
It's called a brain orgasm?
Yeah.
Is this our term?
Yeah, it's a term. It's a brain orgasm. It generally originates in the crown of the head or the back of the neck and then can travel through the periphery of the body. So it's basically what ASMR is too. Like, the response.
Gotcha.
You know? Like, that's that feeling is technically what ASMR is.
Okay.
Like the tingling, the tingliness.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasurable tingling sensation in the head, scalp, back, or peripheral regions of the body in response to visual, auditory, tactile, olfactory, or cognitive stimuli.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have to say I learned a lot, too. I mostly learned that I hate ASMR. My God, does it bother me.
I had the thought that ASMR is like the cilantro of like auditory response.
Yeah.
Because
we are dividing people left and right.
I think you're either into it and have a very specific response or it like tastes like dish soap or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you literally can't. And I'm unfortunately on the same sort of team.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, this is not for me.
Yeah.
I mean, so maybe that's like more so in particular one of these videos that we'll talk about. The sensual ASMR I actually dug and like got it.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But the like ear licking, I was like, this is not my thing.
Mm-mm. I have like the whatever the opposite of a brain orgasm is.
Yeah.
I have that. My brain died.
I actually was like... repulsed. Like, that sucks to say.
I know.
Like,
me
I
too.
Genuinely wish we knew or had someone who is, like, responds, like, has ASMR. Has ASMR? Is it something you have?
I don't know. I think you
a response.
It's a response. But I think now this the term just is, like, a category of things.
I mean, so I wish we had someone who could speak to it.
Right.
Obviously, we will operate with a generous and open mind, as
per
always.
Huge.
But yeah, I don't have the physical response that is desired, and at times it's like a weird tickle, like it's like a bad sensation.
Yeah.
Like there were moments when I was like, this is kind of like nails on a chalkboard. Like this is a little bit excruciating to listen to intensely.
Yeah, like as with anything, there's a spectrum, right?
Yes.
So it's like I really loved the sensual ASMR where it was like a story or like, you know, I was being guided through something.
Mm-hmm.
When it's just smacking of a mouth,
yeah.
fuck off, actually. I got actually was so enraged. I got upset. Like, I was, like, sweating, and I was like, where is your mother? I need to talk to your mom. Like, did you not know
that
you
mother. Can't?
Yeah, well, it's, like, things that you learn as a child, right? Like, not to smack your mouth.
Oh,
like,
not to smack
your
mouth. Oh, yeah.
And, like, not to chew loudly. Like, it's the exact opposite of that. So,
yeah, like, triggers that for you. Right. That you're like, I can hear you chewing.
Yeah, like, and I hate that. Like, I have a very good friend of mine who, when she eats, she smacks, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Is it with- me?
No. If
you
it was you,
me.
I would tell you. If it was you. Honestly, I should tell this person. But
maybe today's
yeah,
the day.
Maybe today's the day.
maybe they're listening smacks, like, oh, no.
Yeah. But she smacks her fucking mouth when she eats, and it drives me up the goddamn wall. I'm like, go as far away from me as possible.
Yeah, that's funny that certain ASMR triggers your, like, how you were raised sensibilities.
Yeah.
I get that. I get it. But there's a whole, also, I mean, the other thing I learned in this process is that there's an entire spectrum of, like, not a linear spectrum from, like, 1 to 10, but, like, sub-communities inside the ASMR community that have preferences for different kinds of ASMR.
Right.
So there's probably folks listening who are into ASMR who would agree they don't like, an ear-licking moment. Or many moments, but who might also like be into,
someone
you know,
whispering.
Some like whispering, like telling you a story.
Yeah,
it's like interesting how like mundane a lot of the ASMR like stories are. It's like getting a haircut is a common one because of the specific sounds involved with that.
I get that. So that's soothing to me. Like, just a little like snip, snip. You know, I like that.
That one would stress me out though, because I'd be like, not too much in the back.
Exactly. I hope it looks like the picture I showed her. You want to hear some stats?
I absolutely do.
Okay. So starting around 2014, ASMR like skyrocketed on Pornhub. It went up 1,085%.
Holy shit.
You know, probably due to like the media attention that it was getting at that time.
Yeah.
Prior to ASMR, the most commonly searched term is JOI. So people are looking for JOI, and then they'll be like, actually, maybe I'll try this, you know?
Interesting.
Which makes sense. They're similar.
Yeah, they kind of feel adjacent to me.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It's just like a sexy voice, you know?
I found a couple articles from like 2012. Mm. Like, I was trying to figure out how far back ASMR goes, and I couldn't find an exact date, but it feels like this shit is like less than a decade old in terms of it being like accessible and known and popular online.
Yeah.
Obviously, it goes back beyond that. And I think with the help of the internet and being able to find like, oh, I'm into that. You're also into that thing.
Yeah.
Has like made ASMR a known trend.
Yeah.
But most of the study, like the articles I found from like 2012 were like, no one knows anything about this. And were like not helpful. I did find, however, the University of Sheffield in the UK did a study, and it might be like one of the only on 112 participants, half of which are into ASMR and half who aren't. And there are like physiological responses, like their heart rates calmed and they like looked at brain patterning and that kind of stuff. So like there is scientific evidence to support the visceral response to ASMR.
Yeah.
Or that's redundant because response is in the acronym, but you get it.
We know what you mean. Another term similar that's like along the same lines as a brain orgasm is frizzin, which is like a skin orgasm. It's like the chills. It usually is associated when you hear music.
Oh.
And like your hair stands up. Yeah. But it's like
Opposite. when you get goosebumps, like, oh, that was so goosebumps.
It's the opposite because it usually associates with like a higher heart rate as opposed to ASMR, which like is like calming.
Calms you down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Frizzin raises your heart rate.
That's the difference, I guess.
I'm a little frizzin right now.
Are you? Is it the sound of my voice?
Yeah. It's so musical.
I also found this cool article that was in Vice where it was like, why is it popular? Like why? Because it's mostly men watching this stuff.
I think I found, is this the good feeling no one can explain, or is it a different Vice article?
I think it might be a different one.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love
but
Vice.
Basically, I know, Vice has been
really clutch in recent episodes. They're doing the good work.
They really are.
Porn research.
God bless you, Vice. But like the most most likely reason that men are like so aroused by ASMR because they've been so highly trained to respond to these signals. Mm. Like, you know, they don't have they're to get a compliment or, you know, have a woman give you attention, you know, as opposed to like women. We've been like doing these like platonic, like hair braiding things and like
it's because
kissing
it's
of
like
the ears.
Intimate and sensual.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like, sweet, like right. It's actually like the intimacy of it that is
right.
appealing.
Yeah, whereas got opposed it. To like, oh, as a woman, like we've like, because a lot of the stuff is like, you know, brushing a microphone. Mm-hmm. It's like we're used to that, like brushing each other's hair and like yeah. giving each other like a back rub or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, whereas like as men, they're not, they're so
they're
trained to
supposed
know.
To be guarded. So yeah, something that's like calming because it's
and also
that
like
intimacy.
Correlates with like being sensual.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you have the demographics? This is always my move to be like, you have research. I have questions about it. But do you have the demographics of how many, like how much it's a majority like male?
I don't have the split, but I do have that in the year 2018, ASMR grew in popularity with women.
Ah.
44%.
Okay.
And it's specifically more popular in the 18 to 24 age range.
Okay.
Which makes sense, obviously. I feel like anyone over the age of 60 is like, what is, I've never heard of that.
Or like, what was the internet?
Yeah. And they're the ones that are like, exactly. A, what's the internet? B, speak up.
Oh, no. It's funny because it's true.
You know? If I'm whispering to someone over the age of 40, they're like, what?
What?
What'd you say?
I love it. Do you have other stats for us or should we jump into this showdown?
Give me the showdown.
ASMR is for sluts.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a true statement.
Okay.
I think kind of the opposite, yeah. actually. I feel like because it's about like sensuality and intimacy, it's yeah. like quite a tender thing.
Yeah. It's like when you talk to like majority
of
these.
It does not correlate with promiscuity in
I know,
any way.
At all. Yeah. But a lot of these ASMR erotica artists are like, my main goal is to be like, you know, to just make someone feel loved. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
I just want them to feel held.
Yeah.
So.
You could do an ASMR.
Yeah.
You have
thank
a very
you.
Soothing voice.
Hey. Maybe that will happen tonight.
Sure, tonight. Yeah, why not?
I might have some time on my hands later. I can start
make
an
a video,
ASMR
see
channel.
How it does. Next, we have Creative Calm ASMR paying for Nintendo Switch.
Oh, that's sweet. She wants to know where the money's going towards.
She wants to what?
Like she's like, I'm trying to pay for a new Nintendo Switch, so please download my video. That's what I'm getting.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Like, she's like, Creative Calm video.
Wait, I might have to, like...
Maybe I'm giving her this... Her, I'm assuming it's a woman, because majority of these videos are women.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe she's just like,
I
hey...
I thought it was, like, similar to
click
the
on my video.
I thought, like, similar to the haircut, it was going to be, like...
She's playing into Nintendo
Switch. All right, so we're just going to set up... we're going to go to Best Buy, and we're going to look for the best deal possible.
It's just button mashing.
I'm looking online, and I'm just comparing prices, and then it's like, click, 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 click.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, swimming. See, we could do it.
Oh, well. Maybe. Maybe it
yours
is
yours makes more sense.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to give her a motivation, you know?
Yeah, she needs an objective.
Yeah, she does.
Who is she?
And all of a sudden, I care, you
yeah,
know? Now
yeah.
I care, and I'm going to watch the video because yeah. I hope she gets the Nintendo Switch.
Me too. I hope that Switch worked out. ASMR, doctor helps you with your virginity problem.
Okay, I'm pissed off. Your virginity problem?
Yeah.
Oh, right. First
of all, virginity is a construct.
We've
second
said it
of
before.
All,
we'll say it
what
again.
What problem? You take your time. You progress at your own rate.
There's no problem.
Third of all, why is your doctor talking to you about
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Like, why is your doctor involved?
I need to talk to the doctor. I'm going to sit him down and I'm going to tell him a thing or two. Who gave you your license, sir?
Do you all need right. a license as a doctor?
Do I?
I'm good. You, yeah. Thank you, though.
Cool, cool, cool. I mean, to practice medicine, but also, yeah, sure. Do you want one? I'm selling
them. I probably shouldn't practice medicine anytime
recently
soon.
Recently got really good at Photoshop, so if you're looking for a license to be a doctor.
Thank you. Like, it's always good to have fallback options, you know, fraud. ASMR sugar boogers bathtub tease.
Sugar boogers?
I don't know.
This is not like what you call like cocaine boogers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sugar boogers.
Sugar boogers bathtub teas. Yeah, is it a Coke thing or yeah. is it just like
but also in the bathtub.
Boogers? Is it just boogers?
I don't
sugar
know.
Boogers.
Is ASMR it's also visual, right?
Quite often it's a video like of yeah. a woman like speaking into the into microphone. I think the sensation is auditory, but
right. Okay, all right.
But quite often it's like in the one of the videos that we're about to talk about,
yeah.
she's like it's cosplay ASMR, yeah. which we'll get to it. But she's like decked out and is like sexy and yeah. then doing the sounds. So I think a lot of ASMR videos, they just show the videos of like the sweet girl talking into the microphone yeah. or whatever the thing is.
What's when you're watching someone like squeeze Play-Doh and like slime?
The ASMR? It's just like slime stuff.
Oh.
Like there's other words for it, but
I
like
think so. Yeah.
slime and.
Because I think I'd be into that.
Yeah.
You know?
That I am. I have watched like yeah. really satisfying videos yeah, of like 11-year-olds just like squishing glitter slime.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that does it for me.
Okay.
So are you thinking of, you're working on your ASMR channel?
I am.
Right now.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, I'm going to like, do slime yeah. stuff.
10 hours
but,
from
like,
now.
But like whisper to you about it. Yeah. Like, okay, now we're going to put the slime in back in the container. We're going to squish it. Oh, made a little fart sound.
Well, no, I was thinking like Coke boogers is what I wanted to say. Sugar boogers. Like I was like, is there a visual component with the boogers or... I just hung up on the word booger,
yeah.
which, like, let's be honest, who isn't? It's a great word.
Important detail, it's spelled with a Z. I should have mentioned that sooner.
Boogers.
Yeah.
I don't say the word booger enough in a day.
I wonder if... I appreciate that I just drop these titles in and then refuse to, like,
look at
do
them.
Further research. Yeah. Because we could easily solve this if I got on Wi-Fi and just looked at the video.
Yeah.
But I like just guessing.
Yeah, me too.
You know, we're yeah. living our best. Because maybe Sugar Burgers is, like, the person.
Oh, that's
like,
her
maybe
name.
That's the profile.
That's her channel.
That's her handle. Yeah, I don't know. Next we have... ASMR, the sounds of breast milk. And don't you be trying to sneak in any other kind of milk, because I'll know. The sounds of breast milk.
The sounds of breast milk. So, like, do we think this is a suckling video? Like, it's the sucking of the breast milk.
If it is, I feel like they've undersold us here.
Yeah.
Because it just said the sounds of breast milk.
Like,
it could just be someone like self pumping.
Or it could be in a bottle getting yeah. shaken around.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be in a breast being joggled.
It could be suckling.
Joggled? That's a word.
Joggled?
A breast being
weirdly,
jiggled.
Weirdly, I know exactly what
the
you
sound.
Mean.
Yeah.
yeah. It's like jiggled is too light for a yeah. titty. Like, yeah. joggled is
especially
actually...
if it's filled with milk.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be joggling.
It's going to be joggling. Coined.
Put it on a t-shirt.
We probably will. Next.
Speaking of which, buy our t-shirts.
Merchandise available at girlsonporn.com. Click the link to the store. We're terrible. Next one. Sounding gummy cola in cock, comma, cum shot, comma, eat it, parentheses, ASMR, comma, come again. Want me to do that one more time?
Yeah, I'm actually scratching my head.
Sounding gummy.
Can you hear it?
Tingle.
Can you hear it?
You're feeling that tingle
inside
the top of your head. Sounding gummy cola in cum shot, eat it, ASMR, come again. So this is like a whole video
yeah.
with like a specific ASMR component around the cum eating.
Cum eating. Okay.
Yeah.
The
cum
sound
shot,
of.
Eat it, ASMR.
So the cum eating again. Of cum in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we think she has real cum or do we think she's just making this?
I think it's, I'm guessing it's real cum because I think a video came with this one.
Okay.
Like an actual like
ooh,
sex
honey.
Porn video. Heard ooh. Of them?
But as we know, it could be pina colada mix. Sometimes
right.
it happens.
That's what they use.
Or Cetaphil.
Cetaphil.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I don't want that in my mouth though.
I know, me neither.
Last one.
Pina colada mix though. Sign me up. I'll take one. I'll take two.
All right, last one. Billie Eilish, bad guy, except it's an ASMR cover on Pornhub. That's the title.
What?
And then it's literally...
Is she just whispering along to the...
She's not involved at all.
Okay.
Except for that it's her song that someone has covered.
ASMR
and it's just
style.
Like a still photo of her. This one I did click on because okay, I was like, great. Tell, I do know. Tell.
Yeah, I gotta know.
It's just like a still of her from the video, like her music video. And okay. Then it's a guy being like, heh, shpeh, shpeh. I don't know the words to bad guy. But a like guy just think- like doing a whispery ace. You like to think that he does the words. Except for that he's like got sort of a gravelier, like he's like clearly like a dude.
Yeah.
So he's like, and it's kind of more spoken than sung. Like yeah, she okay. sort of sings it more yeah. than he does.
Hey, that song is ASMR.
Sure.
You know, it's
yeah,
whispery.
It kind of is to begin with. And
you know what else
just really took it there?
The whisper song.
Uh-huh.
Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear. Tell me something that you might like to hear. Got a sexy ass body and your ass looks soft. I loved that song.
I wanted you to go forever.
Oh, I'm...
Is that the...
Where do you see my dick?
Yeah.
Hey, bitch.
Yeah.
I'ma beat that pussy. Okay, never forget.
So it turns out you love ASMR, Rachel, and you've been deceiving us all.
Absolutely.
You know all the words to ASMR.
I loved that song. I also, like, was weirdly, inexplicably turned on to that song when I was, like, 14 years old.
Okay.
I remember. I mean,
everything turned you on at that age.
Yeah, for sure.
As far as I know.
Never forget us listening to that song in the limo for my 30th birthday. And I said, who masturbated to this song in high school?
And no one.
No one raised their hand.
I was like, good for you, Rachel.
I was like, no.
We're not surprised.
No? Okay.
Oh, I love it. Have you ever had like a... I meant to ask you earlier, do you have any personal experience with any, like, ASMR adjacent stuff that was hot to you? Like, someone, like, whispering in your ear or, like...
Well, as I've said many times, I'm in a long distance... I'm in an LDR, long distance relash. So...
I'm sorry, I have to ask you to leave. That acronym is not...
Have you heard of it? So, a lot of times, like, we have phone sex. So, I think... And I like phone sex.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes via FaceTime, but sometimes just
on the phone.
Which is, I mean, I guess that would
and
be
that
more
can
similar.
Get kind of whispery and breathless.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, and yeah. I love it. Uh-huh. So, I guess that. What about you?
No, I didn't even really think about that. I just said it.
Yeah.
Weirdly, I haven't had a lot of phone sex. I've had more like FaceTime or text.
Text, yes. Yeah,
like, who makes a phone call anymore? But, like, good for you.
Too often I'm making phone calls.
So that is less conducive to something that would, like, resemble ASMR.
Yeah. Mm.
There have been, like, a couple encounters where, like, someone gets, like, breathy in your ear and it's kind of hot, but it's got to be brief for me. Like,
right.
I've had people do, like, way too much, like, tongue and ear stuff.
Oh, yeah, like, no, I don't like that.
Like, just purposeful breathing in your ear.
Yeah,
and you're
I'm
like,
not
it
into
tickles.
That. Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah. How do you feel about a tongue in your ear?
It's a stop by at best, and it's an unnecessary stop.
Yeah. We can skip.
Some people dig it. I'm, like, fine with it. I would rather have you, like, bite my ear or bite my neck.
Oh, me too.
But, like a tongue in an ear, I'm like, that's got to taste weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird noises. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had someone do it, like, ad nauseum once. And I was like, you gotta stop.
Yeah. Who told you?
Who thought?
Yeah. Why?
You know, we were young. He was trying stuff,
I have
probably.
Too many weird ear things in general.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've always had problems with my ears, like, inner ear infections and stuff. And I have tubes in my ears forever. So, like, I was... inexplicably terrified of wet willies as a child. Still am, if I'm being honest. I mean, I got every
found
day.
Your weakness.
Oh yeah. I mean, I also like have a very interesting consistency of earwax. So
we're going there.
Yeah, we're going there. It's too late. I can't turn around now. So I'm like every day. I got a Q-tip in there.
Yeah, you produce probably an ample amount.
Oh yeah,
of earwax.
Yeah,
got it.
So
yeah, that would make me self-conscious to have someone's tongue in my ear.
Like combine that with the fear of wet willies.
Yeah,
and also like knowing that I have that. I have a waxy ear. I'm like, get away from my ear.
Yeah, I thought she was hot, but she's got a waxy ear, you know?
I can see it from here. Can you see that?
I would tell you.
Oh, thank you.
Sounds like you.
People have.
You manage. Oh, people have. Oh, that's hard, but here you are, growing.
No one has. Actually,
no
one
has?
Time. No, my grandma Napoleon once was like, you've got some. And I was like, ah, get away from my ear, you crazy old witch woman.
But she was just trying to show you that you had some wax in your ear.
Yeah.
Can be embarrassing, you know?
Next
time on Rachel's traumatizing childhood.
Sorry, if anyone was jerking off to this, sorry that you've now lost.
That was either something you're into or you're not.
Yeah. We've made a hard left or a hard right turn, it depends.
Yeah. You're with us or you aren't.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Okay.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back.
Boy, are we.
To talk about sensual ASMR.
Sweet whispers.
Sensual ASMR. Head to toe kisses.
And this was actually found on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Which is crazy enough. You can get some ASMR erotica.
On YouTube, even.
I know.
First comment.
Mm-hmm.
This is relevant. From Da Vinci. Sure. Because he's here.
Yeah.
Was this works better than Pornhub, LOL. Yeah. So I was like, well, this bodes well.
I know. That's why I picked it. I was like, people are freaking out about this.
Yeah. There was also, I sort of went down the rat, like, I saw that comment and then kept going. There were a couple other interesting comments. Like, I don't know if this is weird, but I literally blushed.
Yeah.
And then people saying, one person said, please never show your face.
Yeah.
This makes everything much more interesting. So important detail. It's just black.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time, just a dark screen and just sound. And then someone else said, I need to see your face. Please, your voice is very sensual. And your face, ... I'm very red.
People are freaking out.
Yeah. People really dug it.
Yeah.
So.
A quick thing. Oh. I forgot to mention this before. There's a bit of a battle right now. Well, not right.
It's controversy? Like
in the ASMR community, because people were upset when
it became sensual.
Yeah.
Or like was sort of appropriated.
Yeah.
By the erotic community.
Exactly. People were upset about it. They were like, we already have a hard enough time as it is, like being women and like, you know, putting our work out there, and it's already like creates such a strong response. Like some people like hate it.
Uh-huh.
And like some, it's just like if you're tying in like sensuality and sexuality, you're just like, you're making it harder for us.
I mean, I get that, but that's a very sex negative position.
I know.
Like, all things can interlace with sexuality as they see fit.
Exactly.
You unfortunately can't be like, no, no, no.
You can't control the response of people.
Puritans only.
Right.
You know, like
you can't
if the Simpsons aren't sacred and like every cartoon we've watched as children, like those people are fucking on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Like ASMR is going to become a central thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's and I guess they were just mostly were like, you know, we already have a hard enough time with our listeners, you know, tying in like a emotional response to our voices.
Yeah.
Like now you're just like sexualizing it.
Yeah, I get the like concern, but like ultimately you can only draw your own boundaries.
Exactly. And you can't control the response that you're, you know, of like people who are going to get
like. Yeah, your fans are going to have different feelings.
You know, if like someone can post a selfie on Instagram and like, you know, you're going to have like 8 million people thinking that, you know, they're in love with you.
What do you think happens when you post a selfie?
Oh, that's just what I think. For me,
is that 8 million?
Yeah, I don't know. Just
your numbers are climbing. Yeah,
just like a rough estimate.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like you can't, you know, but you can't control the response of like your
like
audience.
If it's like 8 million or like a couple hundred. Yeah, like you just can't like control the response,
or just like two super fans. You know.
Okay.
Anyways,
so that's interesting. So going back to the video.
Yeah.
Basic summary: it is a woman narrating with a like Irish.
I couldn't figure out what that accent
couldn't quite,
was.
Like people in the comments thought it was Irish, but I thought it was like
it was like a very Latin Swedish.
Did you?
Yeah.
It sounded almost like it had a bit of that like Manchester that blends the UK with the Irish, but like I truly wasn't sure because it's actually a very subtle light accent.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it's not very thick.
Yeah.
And I couldn't quite place it.
Yeah, I thought it was like Swedish or like there was like a
Norwegian or something.
Yeah, because of like her R's.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder.
Anyways,
we don't know.
Great accent.
But yeah, like a lovely, very light, sort of like as you've learned, indiscernible accent.
Melodic, you know.
Uh-huh. And she just like speaks very low and softly.
It's not super whispery, which I liked.
Yeah, it's not all whispers, but it's also just like a very light tone.
Yeah.
And she it sort of starts with her. The whole scenario is her, like, speaking to, like, an imagined partner.
Right.
Who, like, comes home from a hard day of work, and then she, like, covers their body with kisses.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's largely just being, like, come here and, like, get into the bed. And
I'm going to rub your shoulders.
I'm going to rub your shoulders and kiss you here. And she does, like, kiss sounds.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people commented on, like, in particular loving.
Yeah. At first I hated, and then I was, like, no, now I'm into it.
Yeah.
I had an interesting journey.
They were
first.
Did you watch the other one first?
No, I started with this one.
Okay.
I started with this one and I was like, oh, this is kind of like, I loved the fact that it was just sound.
Yeah.
I was like, it made me close my eyes and kind of like, you know, visualize it myself, which I think was nice.
Yeah.
And helped have a positive response, I think.
Yeah, this one made sense. This one, I was like, oh, this, I get what ASMR is and does.
Right.
Because it was, like, very calming, and it was something that, like, I could listen to falling asleep and would potentially find arousing.
Right.
Or just be like, this is kind of nice, and just, like, fall asleep to because it's just sensual and intimate and, like, I guess paced is the word. Like, she makes a point to, like, say which parts of the person's body. She's like, I'm kissing your clavicle now. Like, says as she's, like, making a journey
right
across this person's body.
Yeah.
But she, like, takes her time.
Yeah.
Which I think is part of the, like, soothing effect.
Oh, yeah.
Of it. Yeah, I liked it.
I really liked it. I do have to say something happened when she was, like, and now I'm scratching my nails, like, up the backs of your thighs. And I was, like, whoa.
Something's gonna happen?
Like, oh. My pussy's warming up here.
Wawa wee wa.
And then she was like, and now I'm going to go down your couch. I was like, wait.
You were headed in the right direction.
Yeah. I was like, I'm on my tummy. You're scratching down my back. You just kissed my buttocks. My butt cheeks.
Your buttocks.
You scratched the back of my thighs. And now you're just like, not going to eat me out? How dare you?
She mad.
I'm pissed.
It's a tease, though. That's the idea.
It was a good tease.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, when she like goes down your back, and then she flips you over and like goes back up. And I was like, you know, the sweet
spot. You missed a spot.
Yeah, it's like the sweet spot of like your inner thigh. I was like, oh, what? Come on.
You're not the only one There were, I'm just all about the comments. There were other people in the comments that were like, you missed a spot, winky face.
I know, of course.
That's what they meant.
But yeah, I know, but I was like, I liked it. Yeah. I was like, I definitely like got me turned on.
Yeah.
So yeah, good job, Sweet Whispers.
Sweet Whispers.
Yeah. And then she was like, now go to sleep. I was like, no, bitch, we fucking. We ain't going to sleep.
We're having sex.
You got me wet. Come on.
Anything else about this video that you liked or didn't like?
I don't know. I mean, I liked it. Mm-hmm. I liked it, but it's not, it's like something that like, if I was like, oh man, I want to get turned on, you know, like I want to get in the mood, like I would listen to this.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah. I think because it's so slow and paced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did not find myself tremendously aroused.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, I feel like my arousal operates on like a, it needs traction.
Oh, sure.
It needs a build.
Yeah.
So I wasn't like turned on, but it was like soothing.
Yeah.
And I could see how like relaxing. Listening to this like with a partner or something.
Yeah.
You'd be like, and like want to fool around. But because it takes so much time and really like, makes a point to be thorough.
Yeah.
I would just like fall asleep to something like this. Like,
yeah. Like, it did make me sleepy.
I also used to listen to like books on tape as a kid. So like listening to anything that's at like a low volume like puts me to sleep.
Yeah.
So like a lady whispering to me about my long day like just would make me go to sleep. So it actually like would work in that sense. But like lightly sensual. Like maybe I'd have hot dreams. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't get me to like 100%, but it got to me like a nice 40.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by this.
40%.
Yeah, put that in the category of things that turned me on that I was surprised by.
There you go. There you go. All right.
Shall we move on?
Let's do it.
Okay.
So this is ASMR cosplay, intense ear eating, supersonico, ear nibbling, intense. Wet mouth from ASMR Amy Fun. Rachel's already losing it. We open on.
I'm so mad.
She's mad. We open on Amy, presumably holding an ASMR machine, like a. I actually looked this up.
Speaker, yeah.
Yeah, it's like. It's specifically or like an mic. ASMR machine because the two ends of the mic have little ears on them.
Yeah.
I think it's a 3D DIODOFS. I like looked up ASMR machines because I was like, are those ears? Like, am I imagining the ears? Sure enough, that's really a thing.
Uh-huh.
She is wearing a what?
How what would should you... we say that?
She's I wearing think it's a specific character. I don't know.
Yeah, she's wearing like a cotton candy pink wig.
Yes.
And
a like bonnet, like some kind of hat,
little hat
thing.
And then
headphones.
She's got,
and then a very low cut pastel, like pink and blue off the shoulder top.
Yeah, not sure. Because
we can't see below her breasts.
And, you know, right away, I'm going to say, here's what I hated.
Let's get in. Let's
she
get in there.
Did this. Hi. I was like, why would you do that? Why? The inhale and then pausing for tension. I'm mad.
Yeah,
I had a
you're worked
extreme
up.
Reaction to that, and it was a whisper high. You know, and then she just went to town.
And the primary action of this video is her like licking the sonic ears.
Yes,
of this speaker, this mic. And it sounds much like if someone was licking your ears.
Yeah.
So it kind of brought me back to an unfortunate sexual encounter. And I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's relentless.
Yeah.
It's a, I mean, it's a
It's a long video.
Video.
Yeah.
How long was it?
Yeah, it was like 8 or 9 minutes.
But it's just those sounds.
Yeah. Of.
Yeah. And like at one point it like sounded like when my dog licks her butt.
Yeah.
And I was like, stop.
Like, it was deep.
You need to chill. Yeah. Like just like lapping, like lapping and then just lots of.
Yeah. See, I would have to say when she said intense wet mouth, I was like, it doesn't sound wet. It sounds sticky.
Mm.
Like things sound sticky in there.
Yeah.
Like it was so like the suction of it, or I don't know, it just was like the smacking of it.
It's like having it, like the sound is so pronounced and she's so like close to the ear that you're right, it doesn't quite just sound like a gentle like wet mouth.
No.
It's like
like
you could hear the like her mouth and the sound sort of like reverberating against the like texture of the speaker. You know what I mean?
I was like, it's like a glass of water. You know, like someone needs to get her and take off the lip gloss, because I feel like somehow the lip gloss was responsible for
it. Probably participated in some fashion.
Oh man, I'm just, I got so riled up.
Oh yeah, I was like, so what else do we say about this?
Yeah, I got like, I got chills down my spine, but like bad chills
in a bad way,
you know.
Yeah, that's when I was like
nails
like,
on a chalkboard.
This is like cilantro. Like I'm having a visceral response, right? But it's not the desired
this
one.
This can't be a brain orgasm.
This cannot be.
It can't be
the elusive orgasm of the brain I've been hearing about since we started this episode.
It's It sounds like at one point it was like her. She was like licking it, and I was like, it's her tongue sounds rough. You know. I don't know if it was just such an intense.
I think just like the nature of the instrument and the way it like sort it of amplifies the sound.
Yeah, it just sounded
because like
rough.
That happens when someone's like licking your ear.
Yeah,
it's like the sound intensifies because it's like right on the organ of your fucking eardrums and shit. So it like it's like a sound. It's just extra. It's extra.
It's
this
so
shit was extra. She was extra.
She was like, I hope you're relaxed now. Let's talk about
No,
how
no, she
extra.
Said, you are relaxed now.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I literally said, no, I'm not. Bitch,
yeah,
I'm riled
up. She finished
up.
The video saying, you're relaxed now. And I was like, I'm just not.
I'm not. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
And how extra was she when she fucking nodded and prayed at the end? I was like, fuck right off, ASMR Amy.
Oh.
Don't you dare.
Oh, Amy, you did not bring us.
Don't you namaste me.
My notes for Amy, like variance, you know, like there was no story.
Yeah.
There was no build.
I know. It just
like,
was the same.
You don't even need like a story to like an ASMR thing, but like
if it's just
let's
sounds.
Meander somewhere
right.
or at least have some like diversity of the sounds and the
variety.
Like effect that you're creating.
Yeah. My question was like, how do you decide when you're done?
Yeah.
You know?
And she also just kept licking the different ears back and forth.
Yeah.
Which didn't create a different sensation for us.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe there's a version of this video you can get somewhere where you can listen to it with a speaker for your left and your right ear.
Right.
But I doubt it.
But
like,
not
she's
on
Pornhub.
Yeah.
Like, it just was tedious, you know? And it lacked passion.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, I mean, like, ASMR is such a, like, contained medium, you know, like it's hard to be like this ASMR performer like is really into it because it's so like, and I love all of you and then we're great, but it just felt like sort of pedestrian, or it just felt like a chore, you know, like she's like sort of just smiling and just like for 8 minutes like licking the ears of a speaker
or a mic. I'm curious to know what it is, like what people like about the ones that are just like mouth sounds. You know?
Yeah. I think if you are into that, it like makes sense to me that it would be sensual and that it would be like connected to some kind of act where someone would be licking your ear. And certainly there are people that like that.
Yeah.
So this could correlate to those people. But even in that case, I'm like, can we at least have a build within an 8 minute video of like different kinds of sounds in that region or at least this sound getting like more intense or something?
Right.
It just felt very repetitive.
Yeah. I like the ASMR of like a guided story, something, you know?
Yeah.
Like more along the lines of like maybe a JOI.
Yeah. Like instructions.
Yeah.
Or like a, this is what's happening. Like,
yeah.
That's fun. Like, that puts my, like, imagination into the mix.
Right.
And
which
makes it more like, oh, there's a fantasy at play. Like,
me like it.
Just makes it more compelling.
Right.
And this was just, like, redundant sounds.
Right.
So I would be curious if anyone who's like, I'm into mouth sounds was like, this is fucking amazing.
Tell us. Write to us, listeners.
Yeah, find it. Look for it. Unfortunately, she doesn't have a huge following. This video did not have a ton of views.
It didn't.
Nor did I even notice the comment section here.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I live for the comments on Pornhub.
But if you like ASMR and you like mouth sounds, tell us why. We'd love to know.
Yeah, we do like genuinely like hearing from people about their proclivities. It's,
right.
It's
maybe if like ear eating is like something that you're into, like sexually.
Yeah. And or if there's a potential guest we could have on. We like to have guests when we talk about topics that aren't our specific things, like our jams. And we will be circling back to various search terms as we continue to produce this show because one conversation about one topic isn't
never
inclusive.
Enough.
So, yeah, unfortunately, we have two ASMR-resistant people. Yeah.
We learned a lot about ourselves.
Covering the topic. Hey, I tried it. I learned it's not for me.
Yeah.
That's important.
That's important.
I hadn't really given it a shot before this. So.
Sweet Whispers, though.
She's onto something.
Yeah.
Because she won over two people who are not into this specific.
Right. And she's got like 800,000 views on YouTube, so
she's doing well.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Needless to say, neither of these are going into my spank bank.
Yeah, I don't need to masturbate to ASMR.
When
there's so much porn out there.
I know, it's so true. But hey, if listeners, if you have some ASMR porn that you like and you think that we might like, send it our way.
Yeah.
We're always open and willing to learn.
Absolutely. So thanks for listening. Remember to rate, review, subscribe. You can find us at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, on Instagram, or at GOP the podcast on Twitter, or at girlsonporn.com.
Thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.